Expressions of interest. Join the Accessibility Advisory Group. Producers note, this document shows the logo of the Ministry of Disabled People, FICAHA. On the left is a QR code and underneath are the words, scan for the NZSL name. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 14th of October 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Expressions of interest. Join the Accessibility Advisory Group. Kia hiwa ra, kia hiwa ra. Kia korokiriake, kia matara. Hekaranga atu ki te ao whanui, ki te ao whaikaha. Mauria mai oru whakaro rangatira ki tēnei kaupapa whakahirahira no mai e te iwia. Be watchful, be alert. Rise up, come forward, be counted, be alert. A call going out to the world, to the disabled world. Bring your chiefly thoughts to this important discussion. We welcome all. Ministry of Disabled People Whaikaha is leading a program of work to improve accessibility in Aotearoa, New Zealand. We're forming an Accessibility Advisory Group, RAWPU, to help guide this work and are seeking solutions-oriented creative thinkers to join us. This RAWPU will bring together disabled people with fresh ideas, lived experience and a drive to explore new ways to achieve an accessible Aotearoa, New Zealand. This kaupapa is guided by our organizational values, mana taurite, equity drives us, mana kaha, we strengthen and support, and mana tuuhura, we explore and learn. Tangata whaikaha Māori and Turi Māori voices are central to this mahi and together we will work to uphold Te Tiriti o Waitangi, the Treaty of Waitangi. What is the Accessibility Advisory Group? This RAWPU will bring together 10 creative, strategic thinkers from the disability community with a deep understanding of accessibility issues. Members will provide advice on priorities, equity-focused outcomes, and practical solutions to improve accessibility in New Zealand. The RAWPU will work in ways that embed tikanga, create safe spaces for whakawhanaungatanga and uphold cultural as well as technical aspects of accessibility. Who we're looking for? We are seeking people who will bring enthusiasm, problem-solving ability, open minds, and impact. Expressions of interest are encouraged from Tangata Whaikaha Māori, Turi Māori, Pacific peoples, neurodivergent people, carers, and people from diverse backgrounds, regions, age groups, genders and identities. We need people who are committed to the Te Tiriti o Waitangi, the Treaty of Waitangi, United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, the Human Rights Act 1993, and the Ministry's strategic intentions. Strategic intentions are at aicomps.nz/4286. What's involved? The RAWPU will meet online 4 to 6 times a year. We are hoping to have the first meeting in person in Wellington. Members will be paid for their time and preparation. Supports such as NZSL interpreters, captioning, meeting assistants, note takers, and travel costs will be provided. The members will elect a co-chair, and up to 2 members will also be part of the Whaikaha Steering Group for the Accessibility Work Program. Payment. Members will be paid $61 per hour for each 4-hour meeting, with up to 2 hours for preparation time. The co-chair will be paid $77 per hour for each 4-hour meeting, with up to 2 hours for preparation time. Payment rates are based on the cabinet fees framework. Members will invoice Whaikaha after each meeting. Feels and experience. We're looking to bring together a group of entrepreneurial and creative thinkers who will collectively understand accessibility and its barriers and be solutions focused. Are committed to equity and inclusion, particularly for Tangata Whaikaha Māori, Turi Māori and Pacific peoples. Understand Te Tiriti and Kaupapa Māori approaches to social change. Have worked on accessibility projects. Understand disability advocacy and social change. Have strong community, government, industry and or business connections. Understand the workings of government, the public sector and or private enterprise. How to apply? You can download the expression of interest form here, aicomps.nz/4054 or here, https://whaikaha.govt.nz/aag. You can send your completed form to email outreach@whaikaha.govt.nz. If you prefer to apply with a video, please email us the link to your video. Post, free post. Outreach and Innovation Group, Waikaha, Ministry of Disabled People. Reply paid, 262204. P.O. Box 1556, Wellington 6140. Applications are due by the 3rd of November 2025. What happens next? Expressions of interest will be considered by a panel of community representatives chaired by Waikaha. The panel will ensure Te Tiriti principles are reflected in the selection process with a focus on equitable outcomes for Tangata Waikaha Māori and Turi Māori. We hope to notify people by Friday, November 14, 2025, with appointments confirmed by Friday, November 28. First meeting is planned for Friday, the 12th of December 2025, in person, in Wellington. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 14th of October 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.